This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 24th. I'm J.R. Wayland for The Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic, millions of American workers who were closing in on retirement age decided it was a good time to get a head start on leaving the workforce. But financial planners say retiring early comes with pitfalls.
You're particularly vulnerable at that point because, you know, when you first retire, you're looking at, you know, as many as three decades of retirement stretching out in front of you. And if your portfolio hits losses at the outset, it can make it especially difficult to recover.
So how can you avoid financial risks and ensure your retirement nest egg will be there for you as you live out your golden years? Our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, has been talking to financial planners and people who retired early during the pandemic. She joins us after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Many Americans who saw their investment portfolios rise substantially during the economic recovery felt it created an opportunity to retire early. And while getting a head start on enjoying your wealth in retirement might seem attractive, financial advisors warn it can also be risky. Here to talk about it is WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, it's great having you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Ann, 4.2 million people left the workforce while the pandemic spread, and many of them were early retirees. And you spoke with several people who did retire early. What did they tell you about that decision-making process?
The people I spoke to represent a subset of the people who left the workforce. Economists I spoke to estimated that over one-third of people who left the workforce have done so partially because of rising asset prices. So we've seen, you know, significant appreciation in both home prices and stock prices since the pandemic began. And I spoke to a number of people who were motivated in part to retire because of what they saw their investment portfolios and their home prices do. It just made them feel more economically secure.
Yeah, it seems like the economic recovery has given people confidence that their portfolio is in a place where it would be okay to retire. But did it take people by surprise that their portfolio ran up so quickly and opening up the possibility of early retirement?
You know, I think people were surprised. I think that, you know, I spoke to a guy who lost his job right before the pandemic hit. And I think, you know, he aspired to early retirement. And, you know, that's sort of the goal, been a goal of his, given that, you know, he really, in his case, he loves hiking and he wanted to live a different kind of lifestyle. But I think the fact that the market so quickly appreciated to the point where it kind of hit the number that he had in mind as what he needed in order to retire, I think that surprised him.
You know, a lot of people say they'd love to retire at an early age, but to be sure, not everybody is able to do that, right?
Right. I mean, I spoke to sort of a subset of people who clearly had saved a fair amount of money and felt comfortable retiring. You know, obviously, there's always the risk that people run in this era in which we all rely on our 401ks, you know, that the markets may go up significantly, and then there's the risk that they may go down again significantly. So that's just one of the dangers of, you know, sort of basing a decision on hitting a specific number. Given that we all are relying on 401ks these days instead of, you know, guaranteed pensions, we have to keep in mind that, you know, just to some extent, you're relying on the stock market because most people need the kind of growth that they can get from stocks over the course of retirement that may last for, you know, a couple decades. So in that context, you know, there's this inherent risk that people in retirement run, which is that if the market has appreciated significantly, there's always a risk, even if it hasn't appreciated significantly, there's always a risk that it could go down. But it doesn't mean that you know, you can't adequately plan to make that move.
Yeah, let's talk more about planning. You've been with us before talking about how financial advisors emphasize the importance of retirement planning at any age. But why do financial professionals see retiring early as especially risky?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that if you decide to retire, say, 5 years early, that means that, you know, you're not earning money for the next 5 years and you're not saving money for the next 5 years. So, and it means that your portfolio has to support you for an additional 5 years compared to what would otherwise be the case if you continued working. You're also giving up company benefits, including potentially, you know, healthcare benefits, which even if you continue them under COBRA, often that means you're giving up some kind of a subsidy that the company offers to its employees. So there's that. You know, especially if you retire before you become eligible for Medicare, it can be kind of expensive to replicate the healthcare benefits that you've had as an employee. And then finally, there's Social Security. I think, you know, when people retire early, they may be more likely to claim early, which means a permanent reduction in the benefit that you can receive. For some people, it also may mean that just because of the way the benefit's calculated, you may, by giving up some high earning years at the end of your career, you may end up with a slight reduction in your benefit as well.
Did the people you spoke with who retired early say they understood the risks that go along with doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people by and large understood the risks that they ran. I mean, I think that most of them were working with the financial advisors and that the financial advisors helped them carefully run numbers and sort of build in estimates of future returns that were lower than what they have experienced in the past. The financial advisors also were careful at helping them kind of understand how they were going to bridge any gap in health insurance between leaving the company that they worked at and Medicare and building in any extra cost into their financial plan. You know, in some cases, the financial advisors also help them figure out how it might still be in their interest to delay claiming Social Security, even though they've already retired, so that how they could kind of bridge that gap by spending more from their portfolio and running different scenarios to help them understand, you know, the potential risks of doing that and the potential upsides. In one case, there was a man who retired early who really, I guess, was initially planning to retire 5 years later, and he was going to give up a significant amount of salary over the next 5 years. So to make his plan work, he and his financial advisor discussed that he had two homes, that he would have to sell his primary home in order to, you know, bring enough money into the portfolio to enhance his financial security over the next 5 years.
So what adjustments do financial advisors say that people should make to their finances to prepare for early retirement?
So in several cases, the people I spoke to working with their financial advisors in preparation for retiring, the advisors reduce the percentage of their portfolios in stock because, you know, when you first retire, if the market goes down, you're particularly vulnerable at that point because, you know, when you first retire, you're looking at, you know, as many as three decades of retirement stretching out in front of you. And if your portfolio hits losses at the outset, it can make it especially difficult to recover. So I think that advisors often recommend scaling back on risky assets like stocks at the beginning. And that was the case for several of these people.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.